I watched a man just the other night on one of the Daystar programs, Howard Storm. I watched him tell his story about how he didn't know Jesus and how he was over in Europe and something happened in his stomach, a blood vessel or something ruptured, and they carried him in and checked him at some place and they said, you have got this problem. You have to have immediate surgery or you're going to die. And so they took him to a big hospital and they have socialized medicine, and on Saturday, no but no, the surgeons work on Saturday. So he lay there for 10 hours and died. And he said, as he left his body, there was these things out in the hallway saying, come on, Howard, come with us. And he said, I thought they was people on staff there at the hospital that was wanting to take me down somewhere to do something, to do surgery on me, but I'm looking, and there's my body laying on the table. And so he went with them. And he said, the further we went, the darker it got. And then I realized, I don't want to be where these guys are. He said, they took me to a place that was awful. And he said, they'd done things to my physical body that I couldn't even talk about on the television. He said, it was awful what they did to me. And he said, I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. Nothing. He said, I did go to church a little when I was a young boy, and I had a Sunday school teacher that taught me a little bit about Jesus. And then I heard a sound that says, pray to God, Howard. Pray to God. So he said, I didn't know how to pray to God. So I just said, oh, God, Jesus. And he said, all of a sudden, I was back in my body. I was alive. Is there power in the name of Jesus? Yes. Oh, is there power in the name of Jesus? Does Jesus want anybody to die and go to hell?
No.
No, he doesn't. And he tries everything he can to keep us out of that place. But Howard, the angels of death, they were there to take him into the pit of hell. That's what they come to do. Verse 23. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person to declare that he is upright, who's that supposed to be? Hey, that's supposed to be us. We're supposed to be messengers. We're supposed to be a special person from heaven. Are we sons and daughters of God?
Yes.
Are we already seated in heavenly places? Yes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 clearly says, we as sons of God are already seated in heavenly places. Do you know that you as a son or a daughter of God, you're already seated with the Lord in the third heaven? Isn't that something? Isn't that awesome? We don't see ourselves like that. We do not see ourselves like that. But he says, to declare that he is upright. In other words, we go to the hospitals and pray. When we go to the hospitals and pray and do just what I told you that story a while ago about that 15-year-old boy, I was that special messenger that God sent that day to pray, to get that family, get that mother and father back into a love walk with each other, and then to pray and ask God to be merciful to that little child and to kick out those foul spirits of hell that was there to kill that 15-year-old. And boy, it was awesome. God will be gracious and say, set him free. That's exactly what the Lord did for that 15-year-old. When I prayed that day, after I'm sitting there praying, the Lord's sitting there saying, oh, my little couple, I've got them back together now. They're walking back in a love walk. I got their attention. I disciplined them. I had to strike their child with terminal cancer to get their attention. How would you like for God to have to strike your child like that? I mean, like little Jenna out there. That's awful when you look at those pictures. But you see what God did. Did the same thing for Jenna. He did for this 15-year-old. God will be gracious and say, set him free. Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. What is that ransom? The blood of Jesus Christ. That's exactly right. That's what we've got. That's the only way we can get these things done. Verse 25 and 26. Then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. Wow! Just think, a child, 15 years old, laying there, that's terminal with cancer in his body, eat up and been taking chemo treatments, and the next day after prayer, he's totally healed. But little Jenna, it wasn't quite that quick for her, but it was 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. After we prayed the prayer of faith for Jenna, she didn't have a mark on her body. Is that an awesome testimony?
Amen.
As y'all go out today, you look at the pictures, you'll see what God did for that little girl. Wow. It's awesome to see God do these kind of things. One thing about it, if you hang out around here very much, you'll find that we serve a God out here that really does things.
Amen.
And we get to see Him do things all the time. He is alive and well here. And we praise Him and thank Him for showing up in our little church. It goes to show you, you don't have to be worth millions. You don't have to have a great big giant building, all fancy windows or none of that kind of stuff. All you got to do is just make Him happy.
Amen.
And if you make Him happy, He don't care what kind of building you're in. He just wants you to obey Him. And then He says, When he prays to God, he will be accepted, and God will receive him with joy and restore him to good standing. So, do you want to be in good standing with God?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I want to be in good standing with God. You know the reason I want to be in good standing with God, the main reason? So, when I pray, the King hears my prayer. You know, the other day, my little 8-year-old grandson and my little 14-year-old granddaughter, of course, my granddaughter, God raised her from the dead. You know, so that's an awesome testimony in itself. But they were going across out there. And I'm sitting in my office studying and in the middle of the afternoon. And all of a sudden the Lord says, you need to go outside. I thought, I wonder why. Okay, maybe I need to walk. So I just get up and I walk out the door. And you know how sometimes you just have a feeling you need to do something? And so I walked out the front door. And as I walked out the front door of the ministry center, there goes Preston and Caitlin across there. And he's pushing his bicycle. He's just crying. Crying. And I run out there. I said, Preston, son, I said, what's wrong with you? Oh, he said, Granddaddy, I was riding my bike and I fell. I slipped on the gravel and I fell and I stuck the handlebar in my chest and I'm hurting. And oh, he's just crying his heart out. I said, son, Jesus doesn't want you to be in pain. So I reached up and laid my hands on him, thinking, anything Jesus do, I can do because he lives in me. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, take away Preston's pain. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. He stopped crying. He said, Granddaddy, it don't hurt anymore. I said, but son, we serve an awesome God. He's awesome. Well, anyway, it wasn't long after that till he was over here and he's wanting Grandma to order him something off the internet. And so she was ordering something and he said, and it's going to be in, 3 days or 4 days or whatever. And somebody said, well, Preston, how do you know it's going to be here then? He said, because I prayed. Now, we should be raising all of our grandchildren like that, right? It's going to be here because I prayed. Amen. Well, why is anything going to be here? Because if we pray, we're going to get it done supernaturally, right?
Amen.
If we don't pray, we won't. I mean, I remember one day when I was still working in the workforce, I was putting a set of radios together for the company to save them tens of thousands of dollars. And this lady, a saleswoman, she's probably 35 years old, and I told her, I said, you know, I need these to show the company when they're going to be here tomorrow afternoon. I think it was at like 5 o'clock or whatever, and I need a radio to show them. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I don't have one of those radios. We're going to have to order it in. It'll take at least 3 days to get here. I said, no, I got to have the radio. So I said, let's pray. And I'd already talked to her about Jesus, found out she was a great Assembly of God girl. She loved Jesus with all her heart. So I said, we'll pray. I said, the Lord will get it here by tomorrow. She said, sir, even God. I said, wait a minute. No. I said, that's the wrong confession, girl. So I said, you just let me do it. I said, I got faith to believe for this. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need that radio, that one radio by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to show the company, the executives as they come, so I can show them exactly what I want to do. And I said, Lord, thank you. I said, you know the bind I'm in. I need it, and I want to thank you for bringing it here before 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Jesus' name. I said, can you be in agreement with me? She says, yes. You could tell it was really pushing her faith. The next afternoon, about 3:30, she called, Mr. Scribner, guess what? Just come in. I said, the radio. She said, I can't believe it, but it's here. She come running out, running right to me. She said, you have more faith than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I said, no, I just got a bigger Jesus than you do. That's all. How big is my Jesus? He's big. He's the big. He made everything. And what did he say we could ask for?
Anything.
I mean, when you get a hold of that, when Jesus made you a promise, young lady, that if you're obedient and you do everything he says, you can ask for anything, you'll start praying more. You know that? You see this girl here, right here? This girl's learned how to do that. Her and her husband are sitting right there. They've learned how to pray and ask God for things. They control the weather. They do all kinds of stuff. And it's amazing what they've learned to do, isn't it? And it works. I just get so tickled at them the other day. I was over there somewhere, and they were finishing up a yard. They were mowing a big place, and Scott's got these big old mowers out there, and they're doing everything. And somebody said, you need to get off the mowers. It's lightning. He said, no, we've asked the Lord to keep it away till we finish and get the equipment in the trailer, and then it can rain. And the people thought, no, okay. So they finish up. Takes them about 30 minutes. They get everything done, run them in the trailer, shut the door, and what happened? The rain came down just as they closed the doors on the trailer with no lightning. I mean, isn't it amazing what we can do in the name of Jesus? But the Lord told us to believe him and give us the keys of the kingdom. Let me just ask you this question. If you hadn't have seen this scripture, how many of you would have believed that God would make you sick? I mean, you know, have you ever been asked that question in church? Do you believe that God would make me sick? I mean, you just don't hardly hear that, do you? In fact, I heard a Catholic guy one time make that statement years ago when I was a Southern Baptist. And I thought, that guy's, when he said, yeah, God will make you sick, guarantee he will. And when he said that, I thought, that guy's crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. Well, I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. So after I read the word, as I began to come up on these things, I thought, wow, God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Man, that ain't the only place that's in the book either. It's all over the book. When you finally see it, you just can't get over it. It's everywhere. Let's go back to where we were in Hebrews. It says, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful, but afterwards there will be a quiet harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Those that are trained in this way, and that you know that your discipline comes from God. I guarantee if you're a woman and you come to me with breast cancer in your left breast, and the doctor says, we're either going to have to amputate that thing or you're going to die. You come to me and I get you to confess your sin towards your mother or whatever, and then I pray for you. And in 2 or 3 days, and we have some of the breast cancers have been healed instantly. We had a lady sitting right there a few years ago. And when they came in, her and her husband, they were Baptists and they had never heard these kind of principles. But she had breast cancer. I told her, I said, you have unforgiveness. And she had already had the diagnosis checked and everything. Yes, breast cancer. And they've already scheduled her for surgery next Thursday. And so when they came in and I found the sin, I prayed for her. I said, you know, you don't need to have the surgery. You just need to believe God. And it's a done deal. And the husband said, now, wait a minute, Thurman. He said, I've never heard of this kind of stuff. He said, this stuff really worked. He said, this will be in every church out there. He said, I've been to church. I ain't never heard nobody talk like this. But he says, I love this woman, and I'm not going to lose her. He said, I'm going to take her down next Thursday and let them do the surgery. I said, well, you're the head of the home. I can't change that. So he takes her down there, and they cut her open and start taking samples out to see exactly how big a surgery they got to do. And all the tissues they check, there's nothing wrong with them. They're all perfect.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Speak to the Storm, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.